T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Bishop Richard Malone will be live on WBEN Friday as many leaders continue to call for his resignation.
The bishop should resign and the bishop should come clean.
I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 in 716. The priest abuse scandal facing the Diocese of Buffalo and Catholic Church continues to trouble the community and lead for continued calls for his resignation or ouster. The 60 Minutes broadcast featuring his former special assistant, Siobhan O'Connor, has catapulted the Buffalo Diocese into the national spotlight. What did the bishop know? We'll find out more Friday as Bishop Richard Malone will be live in studio with Bowerly and Bellavia at 3:30 p.m. to answer questions. No restrictions, live in studio with Bowerly and Bellavia, again at 3:30 on Friday. At an event at the International Institute of Buffalo Thursday, I talked at length with Congressman Brian Higgins, who has been outspoken and loud in his calls for the bishop to step down. There is no wiggle room, no wavering, as you'll hear.
Well, look, I think the events of the last couple of days, including the segment of 60 Minutes, featured a very courageous woman who obviously was conflicted for her love of the Catholic Church, her love of the bishop, but her responsibility morally to come forward and do what the leader of the Catholic Diocese refused to do. Abusing kids is a crime and a sin, and covering it up is a crime and a sin. So, the bottom line here, I think it's good that people of goodwill, like John Hurley and others, step forward. I think it masks the underlying problem, and that is poor leadership, a bishop who was more concerned about protecting the financial assets of the church than protecting kids who were abused. When you have credible allegations against priests that were reassigned into ministry where they would have access to kids again, that is a very, very serious problem. And groups of individuals who come together in goodwill, who are concerned, should be concerned about the abuse victims, because I don't think enough attention has been paid to them. And I think Siobhan O'Connor is deserving of great admiration for her courage, for her decency, and for her willingness to step forward to do the right thing. And if the bishop did that, we wouldn't be at this point right now. Everybody is struggling with this. There is great frustration, there is great anger, and there's a lot of uncertainty. The people that believe strongly in the Catholic faith will continue to do so, and the hierarchy of the church is something very, very different. So my hope is that regardless of what group of lay leaders come together, that the bishop does the right thing. And he has repeated, he's attacking Siobhan O'Connor now. I mean, the gall of these people to cover up abuse, to reassign priests with credible allegations of abuse, I think is a big, big problem. And I don't know if a lay task force can do anything to change all of that.
What's the right thing to do? I mean, I think I know what you're asking.
The bishop should resign, and the bishop should come clean. You play all these games. They hire a crisis manager as a communications director to divert attention or attempt to divert attention away from the issue at hand. You had a person, I just watched the 60 Minutes segment. Siobhan O'Connor is a very courageous individual who obviously had no agenda other than to do the right thing in the absence of the Bishop of the Diocese of Buffalo from doing the right thing. And I think that is, we owe her a great debt of gratitude. She obviously was concerned about one thing, and that's kids that were abused by priests. And if this bishop didn't come clean, you see, you know, day in and day out, more allegations, information being withheld, seemingly for financial reasons. And I just think that, you know, we need to support people like Siobhan O'Connor and others, Father Ziliak, who was an abuse victim himself, and felt compelled to tell his story to his congregation, to his parish. And I think these are the individuals. Nobody's, as I said, everybody's struggling with this. There is no joy to any of this. These people are coming forward at great personal agony. They're conflicted because they love their religion and they love their bishop, and they just simply wanted him to do the right thing, and he failed them and has failed the people of Buffalo and Western New York.
You've been an agent of change for a lot of different things. I mean, would you want to sit down one-on-one with the bishop and talk with him about this and give him what your thoughts are?
You know, Tim, I think that time has passed, to be truthful. I think that the bishop knows what he's done wrong. That is clear. The problem is he continues to withhold information. He continues to conduct a political campaign against a credible accuser who felt compelled, because the bishop wasn't doing what he should be doing, felt compelled to release information to the FBI. These are very serious matters, and they're dealing with abusing young children and then covering it up. And I think that, you know, people of decency, of goodness, will recognize that the bishop has not conducted himself as a leader of this diocese in a way that it is in any way confidence-inspiring.
It's not only here, it's other places as well. I mean, does Congress have any role in this? And I mean, they're kind of... How limited are you in what you can do as far as church and state?
Yeah, I don't know that the institution of Congress in and of itself, you know, has a way of setting forth a process that would, you know, distinguish between what is truth and what is not. I think that, you know, working with local leaders, encouraging the bishop to do what he ought to be doing is a natural course of his responsibility, and is obviously incapable of doing. You know, he says that the shepherd does not desert or abandon its flock. Well, he's already done that, and I think most of the information that, if people look at it objectively, you know, as I said, this is people are not relishing in this continuing saga, but it continues as a crisis because it's not being dealt with at the highest levels of leadership within the Diocese of Buffalo. I mean, you know, I applaud people like John Hurley. He's a good man. This group is obviously very well-intentioned. But what is it? What is it that they are going to provide that is any different from what we already know? Too many kids were abused. Too many priests covered it up. This bishop covered it up. I think it's pretty clear as to what the problem is and where it exists, and that needs to be dealt with. Well, I think it's a question of, certainly, you know, I mean, you saw what happened in the state of Pennsylvania. You know, the DA is not directly involved. The state attorney general is, because of jurisdictional issues. In other words, the Diocese of Buffalo doesn't just include Erie County, it includes several counties. So in terms of coordination, I think that the state attorney general's office is well equipped to conduct the kind of investigation that, you know, most of us already know what the conclusion is. And the fact of the matter is, you know, I think as Ms. O'Connor said, they were more concerned about protecting the financial interests of the church and the diocese than they were about protecting kids. And it's, you know, just think about how raw and how painful it is when you have kids that were abused and these kids are not being taken seriously in their allegations. You had hotlines where nobody was at the other end. That is deliberately misleading people who need help, who need attention, who in many cases need professional help. A lot of the money that's been paid out by the Catholic Diocese is for professional counseling services of abuse victims. They weren't looking to enrich themselves. They were looking for some kind of rationale that helped them better understand what it is that they went through, because a lot of these kids feel ashamed. They have a sense of guilt, and when you don't have a Catholic diocese that has the courage to institute decisively the kinds of policies that are necessary to first and foremost fully disclose what had occurred, and then taking concrete steps to ensure that it never happens again.
Congressman Brian Higgins. Again, Bishop Malone live in studio Friday at 3:30 with Bowerly and Bellavia, only on WBEN.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.